Welcome to Third Fridays, the monthly legal talk show from Lois LLC featuring attorney Christian Cisson. This is the original forum in which real attorneys discuss workers' compensation issues, share their opinions, and engage in colorful conversations. This show showcases diverse perspectives of attorneys handling workers' comp cases, including case law trends, practical litigation strategies, and hot topics. Here's your host, Christian Cisson.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the April 2024 edition of the Third Fridays podcast. My name is Christian Cisson, welcoming you back for yet another month. We've got something special in store for you today, as always. But let's go back last month and review exactly what we talked about then, so that in case you missed it, you can decide whether it's the right one for you to catch up on. We did discuss a recent board panel decision on occupational disease claims. And a lot of you that are in this space think about those claims as we do, right? As we think of them as retirement plans, right? You're going to be spending your life as a particular type of worker or employee, and then decide when you're done, you're going to say the first time that now I have this malady, this occupational disease after all of this work. Some of them are legitimate, but most of them are not. And this board panel decision that we discussed with senior associate Olivia Barna and her paralegal Brenna O'Brien, in the context of claims that they litigate for a major transportation client that we have, the specificity of the duties that are reported by a claimant in furtherance of making an occupational claim are very, very important. And the board panel decision that we discussed talked about how a claim was disallowed because the claimant wasn't specific enough in providing those job duties to the expert witness who found a causal relationship between the employment and the injury. So if you're looking for some strategy on occupational disease claims, I'd recommend giving that podcast a listen, even a re-listen if you haven't. Help the numbers, although we're doing very, very well here, as evidenced by this new equipment. We're in, I think, month three or month four of using this. I think that is almost month four, right? It's April, right? A very nice Christmas present from Greg Lois to the Third Fridays podcast, all this great tech. This month, we are going to preview the 2024 mock trial season here at Lois Law Firm. And who better to have on as a guest than last year's champion, Ryan Wallace. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you actually were on the podcast last year because every finalist does the mock podcast in August, right? So let's start there, right? You were a paralegal in your first year here at Lois. You made it all the way to the finals. You won the title. So what were your thoughts when you were figuring out, should I apply, should I enter the program? Because at Lois, it's not mandatory. It's purely voluntary. What were your thoughts when you were deciding that?
My thoughts were, it would be a good opportunity to meet and work with people from other parts of the firm. It's only natural. You spend the most amount of your time with the attorney or paralegal you directly work with, and then the people that are on your direct team. So I thought that would have been nice. And also kind of jumping into the unknown and getting a better feel for the firm and just a good way to practice the values that the firm preaches. Especially as a paralegal, it was nice to be able to kind of exercise different intellectual muscles, be more in the attorney role, and explore all the different areas of a case through a serious but also fun way.
Yeah, you know, the phrase exercising intellectual muscles, if you know anything about me, I'm just going to now steal that from you and apply that elsewhere, because Both physical fitness and workers' compensation intellect are a very big part of my life, but that's amazing. So, okay, talking to everybody else in the firm that you didn't work with, practicing our firm values and really started making a dent and using like that to help your experience certainly makes sense for entering the program. This year's program is, similar in terms of a monthly prompt, right, from April through August. So do you remember anything specific about particular prompts last year that were, this one was maybe easy, or this one was too difficult, or this one was most rewarding? Any particular one before the finals that really like stood out to you?
I think the first prompt and the third prompt stood out to me.
Okay.
I think the first prompt, because we got to interview witnesses and experience the type of information we would want to get out of them. And at least for me, going through that experience, you prepare, but really things come to your mind as you're doing it. And then you kind of, it's just like a stream of consciousness, just a flow of information. And then you and the other people on your team just keep coming up with things for the witnesses. So that was fun. And then also presenting to the clients at the end, that was a good experience, because that is a real thing that many people at the firm have to do, present that information to the client. Everyone at the firm has to, even if it's over email, present information to a client and figure out a way to present the case in the best way possible, while also being realistic, while not lying to them
about
what the prospects are. And then the third one was more of a trial, which I enjoyed the back and forth, but it was really a team trial. I felt there was incredible back and forth between my team and the other team. Everyone contributed, everyone asked a question or made a point, and I enjoy the oral argument. I do like that very much, but I enjoy it more when I feel like I'm in an environment where everyone else is also invested in it as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like you're almost using, like, to kind of put both those prompts together, right? When you have that, like, almost like the stream of information that you have to present to the client, like employer witness preparation for testimony, to presenting that as a story to the client, being realistic, but also being an advocate. And then applying that same concept to a trial or a hearing construct, where all the different values being proposed by the litigators in that outcome, where one person's saying this, and then you have to just stream of consciousness, like relate that to your position. I don't care what type of law you practice, or even what you do with a law degree, you have to do that in some facet, right? Influx of information comes in and your output has to relate that to whatever it is you're doing. So I totally get that. And, then we fast forward to the August podcast where, you're a finalist with two other paralegals. What did you think going in there, right? Like at that point, you'd been working mostly in teams, and then now you show up in the finals like one-on-one technically, right? What was your thought process? What's your mindset? How did you approach that?
My thought process was simply to keep my composure and restate my arguments as best that I could in the moment. Obviously, you need to prepare. I did, reviewing the facts, making sure you're caught up on what the challenge is for that final podcast. But the reason, whenever you're presenting information to a client or you're writing a brief, the reason you go over it is because inevitably you're going to forget something, or you're going to feel you can improve something. The challenge of arguing in the moment is after the fact, you're going to go, I should have said this, I should have done this. You can start to doubt yourself. But I know that if I just maintain my composure, make my points to the best I can in that moment, and be respectful to the other participants, but don't let anyone take over or dominate the conversation, then you're probably going to be in a good position. And that takes mental effort to do. It's something that I consciously would think about. It's like, okay, listen to them and just think about what you're going to say next.
Almost digest it, right?
Yeah, digest it. Don't go too over the top, but don't be too passive as well. It's a real balancing act that it's something I think I got better with throughout mock trial. Mock trial helped me with, but it's still something that takes mental effort to do. Oh, yeah. It wasn't more saying I need to talk about this, I need to make this point, because I didn't know exactly what you're going to throw at us. It was like mental exercises, maintain your composure, actually listen to what people are saying and then respond and go from there.
Yeah, that's a great point, right? Because you almost are acknowledging like the human in yourself to say like, well, yeah, I might make a mistake, but the only thing I can do is to try and reinforce my position or take in what's being said to me and do the best you can, right? Like, I think sometimes we may put too much pressure on ourselves to be perfect or to succeed. Like, I know I'm a victim of that as well. Like, I want to be perfect, right? And people say to me that that's actually a mistake, right? Because it's impossible to be perfect. So striving for it is almost just signing up for failure. What you're telling me actually is like a better way to go about it, right? You acknowledge that there is going to be some mistake because we're all human, and just moving forward and doing the best you can, I think that ultimately results in personal growth and improvement. I think that's a great way to look at it. So you get through the podcast, we record it live, no edits, and that's something, right, I think also is a little bit unnerving sometimes to participants. Like, even though this is also being recorded, you know, in the history of this podcast, I have never edited out content from what's being recorded, because the whole idea of this is born from, we do this anyway, right? Like, we talk about the industry, we talk about the law, we talk about our cases every single day. And I have actually heard from clients that, like, what if they were a fly on the wall hearing those conversations, right? And so the idea of acknowledging like that you would make a mistake and just trying to get better from it is honestly spectacular. I didn't even know you were going to say that today, and now, like, I'm over the moon about it. So you win mock trial. You get first place. You get the prize. And this year, when we're putting together a program, I think it's a benefit, but who knows, right? Some people might not think it's a benefit. I invite you to be on the committee for this year's program. Well, you're here now, so obviously you've said yes. If you said no, like, I probably wouldn't be talking to you right now, but maybe not so much like the decision you were making about joining, but like, what did you perceive as the benefits of being part of the committee this year?
I think the benefits were being able to bring the experience I had last year as a participant and try to recreate the best aspects of what happened last year, while also coming up with something different, and also making sure that any of the areas I thought could be improved on to be at least a piece of any improvements that could be made. So I was grateful that you asked me to be in the committee. It's obviously, I think, a nice perk. I wouldn't have done mock trial and taken it as seriously as I did if I wasn't interested in it. So I think it's just a good opportunity to try and recreate that in a different way for this year's group.
Nice, nice. Okay, so we're now in this together, right? And when we met, I said, like, what do you guys want the program to look like, right? So we've already given that to our participants because, you know, as a preview, right, this is going to be dropped, issued on Third Friday, and that is the first prompt. So all of the participants, which thank you to all Lois Law Firm. We received a record high again for participants. I think it's about 47 participants this year. Thank you to you guys. What did you have in store for them when we, you know, were talking about that? What did you come up with to try and challenge them this year?
What we have in store for them is what I will work towards is an extremely consistent and stable base of facts to work for in order, and the plan of having each month be associated with the training topic for that month, I think will help people a lot. And it will allow people to see the same set of facts and the same case from different angles. And also see the progression from the highest points of view, which is what prompt one is. It's essentially overarching argument about what fraud should be. And then we'll go down to the tiny details of the case later on. And I think it'll give our participants a really good opportunity to just explore everything that's in a case and also just have fun with it. Be able to kind of work on things or explore different topics like Medicare that they might not touch all the time. Right. But I think it'll be fun because they're not doing it in a case for a first time. You're not doing it with someone, you know, expecting you to nail it on the first time. You're able to explore it, learn properly, and then hopefully apply that if you ever have to in your real work, but enjoy it at the same time.
Yeah, so what you touched on is exactly the thing that's new about it this year, right? So especially if you are a client of ours and you have joined the trainings that we've put out this month, you've seen that there are regimented topics or structured topics that we talk about and train you guys on at the same time that we're training new Lois employees. And what we've done this year, as Ryan had mentioned, is really grab that momentum and say, well, if we're going to be training on it on a particular month, let's make mock trial about that. So when you talked about fraud as like, let's look at it from an overarching point of view and what it should be, right? Fraud's the topic this month. What are our teams being asked to do specifically for this month's challenge?
So for this month's challenge, our teams are asked to debate what the fraud statute should be specifically. So 114A is the statute for fraud, and they are going to be debating whether or not it should be changed, and they're representing a different interest group. So they're representing a doctor's organization, they're representing labor unions, some people are representing the government itself, insurers, carriers, etc. All the people that come together in the world of workers' compensation and insurance are now going to debate what the fraud statute should be, if they believe any changes should be made at all. And they're going to reference past case law and their experiences in that discussion.
Right. And not only that, right, you were talking about like a stable set of facts, right? So I guess maybe we can humor the audience, right? Who is the mock claimant, and what did he supposedly do, or what is he saying as part of like the Ryan Wallace brainchild for this year's challenge or this year's program?
Yeah. So the mock claimant is Tony Soprano, named after the Sopranos characters. All the characters will be named after Sopranos just for everyone's entertainment, including my own. And he is a construction worker. He's later on in his career, and he gets hurt on the job, allegedly, because he fell over some steel rods that are meant to reinforce cement. However, there's also allegations that he actually was hurt playing in a recreational softball league, which is extremely common activity amongst his friends and his coworkers. So that basic theme is going to be the background for all the prompts that we have.
Yeah, I think that's that was when that was brought to me that you came up with that when you came up with that, I just like started laughing because I was like, oh, we can really have fun with this. Like just making a program built around a character that most people, and I'm not saying that not everybody loves the Sopranos or even knows Tony Soprano, right? But most people can visualize who he is. And it just adds a spice element to it that I'm really looking forward to and very thankful that you came up with this. So we have such a great program in store for all of you Lois employees and participants that are listening. And for our clients, we're going to provide regular updates to you guys in the form of a mini segment of this podcast every month. So I'm very glad to kind of have you on, Ryan, to kind of give your take. I always say that when I pitch mock trial, because I'm running it, there's a different aspect or a different like perception of it than if someone like you who's been through the wars and now you're helping to lead it. It's just a different impact that you have. So when we talk about it each month, I think that a lot of our listeners, both internal and external, will really gain some insight from you as to how it's going. So I'm really excited to announce that for everybody today. Any final thoughts, Ryan? Like what are you thinking about? This year's mock trial. Like what is the thing you're most looking forward to? Any takeaways that maybe a paralegal, because you were in that position last year, or even an attorney, right? One thing, if you could talk to them now and say, this is the one thing you should do as a prior champion, what would you tell them to do?
The one thing I would say is the thing that you don't want to do the most, just try it out and see how it makes you feel. So if you are not sure on a certain topic, maybe you don't want to speak for that week, speak for that week. If you don't want to speak at all, try it once. Just try it once. The feeling that you will get from pushing yourself through that barrier will last a lot longer than the moment actually is. And it will also, it's also an opportunity for you to push yourself in an environment of people who care and support you. This is a lot of friendly people who we care about our jobs, but we also support and want to show love towards our colleagues. So if you are ever going to push yourself, this is the time to do it. It's meant to be fun. It's not meant to be too burdensome or overbearing. It's a balance. You take it seriously because it is a demonstration of our firm's values, but it's also meant to be enjoyable at the same time. So don't get too in your head over, I'm scared to do this. I get it. Everyone has fears. Just push yourself once. And if you say, I don't want to do it again, fine. But just see how you feel once and you may be surprised how it turns out.
Is it dusty in here? This is like the one podcast. Like I'm just like, thank God we're not like videoing this, putting this video, because you saying that it's almost like it brings a tear to my eye. That is a amazing way to end it. I don't want to add anything else because that's utterly perfect. So for Ryan Wallace, last year's mock trial champion and this year's co-chair for the 2024 Lois mock trial program, my name is Christian Cisson, and I'm reminding you to defend from day one. Thanks, everybody.